Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 44, Translation and Commentary by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Tatra kirtayataha vipraha vipra rishehe bhuri tejasaha aham cha adhyagamam tatra nivishtaha tat anugrahat saha aham vaha shravayishyami yatha adhitam yatha Mati Tatra kirtayato vipra Viprashe bhuri tejasaha Aham chadhyagamam tatra Nivishtas tad anugrahat Soham va shravayishyami yathadhitam yathamati tatra kirtayato vipra viprashe bhuri tejasaha aham chadhyagamam tatra Nivishtas tadanugrahat Soham va shravayishyami Yathaditam yathamati Yeah, someone else please chant. One. Ladies, please.
Tatra
Tatra, there, T-H-E-R-E. Oh, it's there on the board anyway. You can see it. Kirtayata, while reciting. Vipraha, O Brahmanas. Vipra, Rishehe, from the great Brahmana Rishi. Bhuri, greatly. Tejasaha, powerful. Aham, I. Cha, also. Adhyagamam, could understand. Tatra, in that meeting. Nivishtaha, being perfectly attentive. Tat, anugrahat, by his mercy. Saha, that very thing. Aham, I, Baha, unto you, Shravayishyami, shall let you hear, Yata, Adhitam, Yata, Mati, as far as my realization. Suta Goswami speaking. O learned Brahmanas, when Shukadeva Goswami recited the Bhagavatam there, in the presence of Emperor Parikshit, I heard him with rapt attention, and thus, by his mercy, I learned the Bhagavatam from that great and powerful sage. Now I shall try to make you hear the very same thing as I learned it from him and as I have realized it. Purport. One can certainly see directly the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam if one has heard it from a self-realized great soul like Shukadeva Goswami. One cannot, however, learn the Bhagavatam from a bogus hired reciter whose aim of life is to earn some money out of such recitation and employ the earning in sex indulgence. No one can learn Srimad Bhagavatam who is associated with persons engaged in sex life. That is the secret of learning the Bhagavatam. Nor can one learn the Bhagavatam from one who interprets the text by his mundane scholarship. One has to learn the Bhagavatam from the representative of Shukadeva Goswami and no one else, if one at all wants to see Lord Sri Krishna in the pages. That is the process and there is no alternative. Suta Goswami is a bona fide representative of Shukadeva Goswami because he wants to present the very same message which he received from the great learned Brahmana. Shukadeva Goswami presented the Bhagavatam as he had heard it from his great father, and so also Suta Goswami is presenting the Bhagavatam as he had heard it from Shukadeva Goswami. Simple hearing is not all. One must realize the text with proper attention. The word nivishta means that Suta Goswami drank the juice of the Bhagavatam through his ears. That is the real process of receiving the Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention from the real person, and then he can at once realize the presence of Lord Krishna in every page. The secret of knowing the Bhagavatam is mentioned here. No one can give rapt attention who is not pure in mind. No one can be pure in mind who is not pure in action. No one can be pure in action who is not pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. But somehow or other, if someone hears with rapt attention from the right person At the very beginning, one can assuredly see Lord Sri Krishna in person in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto, third chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Krishna is the Source of All Incarnations. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshura Nilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Shrishtam Anum Api Shatiputra Matra Surupam Rupam Tasya Grajam Urupurim Maturim Goshtavartim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripaya Sri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Atath Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagarna Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse follows immediately after the very well-known verse, which we find, I don't know if in this edition, but it's the first quoted verse in the Bhagavatam, but it may have been left out of this edition because this is a scrunch-it-all-up edition, in which they try to eliminate spaces. You know about that? It's that they don't put the word translation and the word purport comes down here. But anyway, in the original edition, the first verse, if you think of the first verse, you think in the preface, it's Komara Acharat Pragya, but that's not in the first canto, but right in the front pages, even before the chapter titles, is Krishne Swadhamo Pagate Dharmagana Adibi Saha Klo Nashta Drishamesha Purana Kodinoditaha. So, I'll read Srila Prabhupada's translation. This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it is arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion, knowledge, etc. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. That's also when Srila Prabhupada was asked how to distribute his books. He replied with that answer. You tell them, you are in the darkness of ignorance, and you shall get light from this Bhagavad Purana. Well, he said to show this verse. And then the next verse is this verse which we just read today, which is said by Suta Goswami to the sages at Naimisharanya. And you can almost feel the excitement of Suta Goswami as he's, and then the excitement of Srila Prabhupada to present the same thing, that Srila Prabhupada, he's sitting in his room at Radha Damoda and just praying at the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami and just thinking how this Bhagavad Purana will give light to persons who are in the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali, and he's feeling the mercy of Rupa Goswami and all the acharyas, and Radha Damoda is just channeling through him as he was typing, and with the aim he'll present these, take the Bhagavatam and go to the Western world. This is a very suitable verse for reading at the beginning of a Shravan Kirtan camp. It's got the great promise is there that one can directly see the presence of Lord Sri Krishna in the pages of the Bhagavatam. Have you seen God? Ever been asked that question? Have you seen God? Sure, here's the manual how you can see God also. This is it. It says right here how you can see God. Shutekshitapata. Later in the Bhagavatam we have the term the path of seeing by hearing. Hearing comes first. Hearing comes first, not seeing. Please put that away. You can get it all on the internet later. Please hear with rapt attention. Yeah, so hearing comes first. Otherwise, if we don't hear, even if we see, we may not see. People say, show me God. If he came, would you recognize him? We don't know. What are the characteristics of God? What makes him God? So Krishna, to so many people, when he was in this world, he looked like an ordinary person. Some people recognized, some people didn't. But those who are not fully pure devotees, they will hear about Krishna and then they'll understand. Even the Pandavas, we find in Mahabharata descriptions of, they knew Krishna as their friend, their cousin, their well-wisher, but they heard from Dhaumya and others about Krishna being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then they understood. Of course, they loved him, which that's more important than knowing. But for us, we have to know first of all. Otherwise, we'll be misled in the matter of understanding God. If we don't understand God, then how can we even begin to love God if we don't know who he is? So first of all, we have to find out who he is. Otherwise, how will we know? Just like before the days of television and photography and all these things, people in England might have heard about what an elephant is. But even they heard the word elephant and they heard it's some kind of animal. But if an elephant was brought to England, they wouldn't know it was an elephant. They know it's an animal. But unless they'd previously heard the description, it's a massive animal with a usually gray kind of body and huge ears and a long proboscis, which is not seen in any animals in England or hardly anywhere else for that matter. Then they could understand, have some understanding that, oh, this is an elephant. I heard about it, now I understand. So we have to hear, but how are we going to describe Krishna? Because he's unlimited. An elephant is big, but Krishna's unlimited. And it's very difficult to understand him for various reasons. One reason is because he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's also a person. And we generally think that God means some great force. And when we see a person, we think, well, someone like me, or maybe a little better than me. If we were to meet Mr. Biden, the President of the United States of America, we'd recognize, well, he's a human, but he's a lot bigger than me. He's a lot more important than me, and we may have some awe and reverence. But if you didn't know he was the president, you just saw him, you just walk past him on the street, you wouldn't look at him twice. But when you know he's the president, then you take him more seriously. Similarly with Krishna, if we don't know he's the Supreme Lord and we just see him, then it's just something ordinary. You see the deity and, nice statue. We might think, or we may not see him at all. As I've often told this anecdote many years ago at Bhaktivedanta Manor in the first days when I joined there, when they mercifully allowed me to stay in the temple, then one electrician had come to do No, that wasn't in the first days because the temple was all decorated at that time. So anyway, I was designated to oversee an electrician who was doing work in the temple room, which is, yeah, that was later after Jayatirtha came and he got all the temple room made beautiful with chandeliers and so many decorations and so many things. So I brought the electrician into the temple room. The deities were there, Radha, Gokula, and open. And, you know, he said, oh, it's so beautiful. Chandeliers, look at the wall and everything. So he was looking at everything, saying, it's so beautiful. He didn't even see the deities. And I said, look, that's what it's all about. Somehow, don't see. So we have to see by hearing, the process of hearing. So this is very suitable for Shravan Kirtan Kamp. Shravayishyami, the term is stated, the word is used, Shravayishyami. It's not just I will speak, but I'll make you hear. But he gives the clue to how we can hear in such a way that we can see Krishna, giving his own examples, Suta Goswami says. Because he did his part, Nivishtaha. He listened very carefully. And he realized that what he's hearing, if he has any ability to hear or understand, that is by the mercy of Shukdev Goswami. And he's speaking yathadhitam yathamati. As much as I heard, I'm going to repeat. I'm not going to add any speculative thing. I'm going to teach what I heard and according to my realization. So in this Shravan Kirtan camp, you've all very kindly come to hear me. That's the idea. That's what it says, right? And there's a photo of me, but I strongly suspect that it's not just about me and maybe a lot more to do with all the devotees here who are doing amazing service, not the least in distributing so many books of Srila Prabhupada, distributing sets of books. The normal here is, the norm always used to be, for years, you meet someone and you give them a book. They don't do that here, right? You don't go and give people a book. You give them books. The norm is to start off with minimum, what, 7 books, is it? Or 5 books, 5 books. If they don't take that, then 3 books. If they don't do that, then they give a donation. If you give a donation, you give them a book, at least. And if you see someone who's more favorable, okay, bring out the whole Bhagavatam set. So to people in America with no idea of Bhagavatam, no idea of Krishna, no idea of anything spiritual or transcendental, but some kind of interest, something is there, and just cold on the street, give them Bhagavatam. So that is Nabhuta, there's a saying in Sanskrit, Nabhuto Nabhavishyati. It never happened in the past, and it won't happen in the future. But this is only Nabhuta. It didn't happen in the past, and it will go on in the future. And we'll look back in the past and say, oh, you remember those days we used to distribute only 50 Bhagavatam sets in a day, and we used to think it was such a big thing. It's just like we hear the history of book distribution, that devotees were going out and, oh, who, the Keshava did 10 Krishna books in a day, and the news is, get on the phone to New York. He did, are you kidding? He did 10 Krishna books in a, no, it's not, come on. And then someone else runs, he did, oh, he really did. He did 10 Krishna books in a day. Wow. And now, so-and-so did 10 Krishna, only 10? What's wrong with them? Only 10 Krishna books in it. So we got the times. It's a bit difficult to imagine how you could do more. I mean, because if you're like a machine, one for you, one for you, one for you. If you go on all day like that, there are limits to human possibility. If you're just giving books like that, how many would you do in a day? Well, who knows? By Krishna's mercy, the time may come where we have barriers at the gates and police control to keep all the people back. Is it? I want to set a Bhagavatam. Just stay in line. Take your token. We'll have it just like in the temples of Sri Rangam, Tirupati. You have a special line for people who pay more. Those days are not here yet. We don't know. Wonderful things can happen when we surrender to the order of the self-realized spiritual master. As devotees found out, they didn't think it was possible to distribute books at all. They go in the Harinam party. That was the first revolution, going on the Harinam party. The devotees had no money. They were working in cafes and this and that to raise some money. And then Tamal Krishna Maharaj wasn't sannyasi at that time, came to Los Angeles and organized the devotees to go on Harinam Sankirtan. They go around with a conch and people would put it in quarters and people would, yes, coins, and then devotees would give them Back to Godhead magazine. So that was the first revolution. Wow, we can distribute Back to Godhead magazines by going out and people will give us donations and we don't have to go to work and we can just do Harinam all day. And that was the first major breakthrough. And then Prabhupada is, I heard from Yogesh Chandra that Prabhupada had said, and he also said there are so many things that Prabhupada said, important things which weren't recorded, or they were recorded and then all the recordings were taped over again or destroyed or lost or whatever. But he told me, I didn't see him for a long time, Yogesh Chandra, I know what happened to him. So Prabhupada had said that if you don't distribute these big books, these Krishna books, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, then I'm going back to India. He was so serious about it. So devotees, they gradually got the idea that Prabhupada, he really wants these books distributed, but they didn't have a clue as how it could be possible. But it's possible. By the blessings of the self-realized spiritual master, everything becomes the impossible. That Srila Prabhupada, he said that when he was coming to America. He was told by so many people, why are you going to the West? You make them devotees? It's impossible. Why are you wasting your time going to America? But he had the faith that by Krishna's mercy, Krishna can make the impossible possible. So it's possible by the mercy of Krishna, which comes through his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, that's what it means. His divine grace means in Hindi and Bengali that's stated as Krishna Kripa Srimurti, the very form of Krishna's mercy. And that's very attractive. That's why you're all coming, because it's Krishna consciousness. When you come, you're immediately struck by Krishna consciousness. If you go to other places, you might be struck by hamburger consciousness, or yoga consciousness, or self-improvement consciousness, by personality development consciousness. But here there is Krishna consciousness. And as we've heard, it's stated by several of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada and all the devotees who have so kindly graced us and blessed us by their presence here, that we like to come because it's like a 1970s atmosphere. But it doesn't have to be nostalgia, the good old days. the good old days. Why old days? It should be Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The ocean of nectar should always be increasing. Of course, not everyone's very happy with that. I heard some roundabout criticism of that also. It is stuck in a time warp, and times have changed, and we have to change with the times. But if by 70s atmosphere we mean lots of lively kirtan, full faith in and emphasis on Srila Prabhupada's transcendental book distribution, a lot of energy, enthusiasm, life, no artificial and unnecessary sophistication, just chant, dance, and be happy, and lots of great prasadam, also direct, confident preaching, then 70s, 80s, 90s, whatever. That's what we want to be in, right? That's what attracted so many people to join this Krishna conscious movement, because there's tangible spiritual life, the spiritual energy is tangible, and we can partake in that also. Why should it be 1970? It should be now and forever. This is the way it should be. And of course, we made a lot of mistakes in the 1970s, some excesses and this and that. But we can learn from those mistakes and go on with the proper things. And the mistakes that we made, don't do that, and do the things that we should do. Otherwise, it's throwing out the baby with the bathwater, as the English saying goes. Do the right thing. Don't do the wrong thing. The right thing is always the right thing. We may say the world has changed. Yeah, sure, the world has changed, but it's basically there are some cultural changes, yet very different in many ways. But on the other hand, it's the same birth, death, old age and disease, forgetting Krishna. It's the same eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Krishna hasn't changed. The holy name hasn't changed. The Yuga Dharma hasn't changed. As the saying goes, if nothing else works, read the instructions. why are no one joining? We're not making devotees. Let's try this. Let's try that. Let's try something else. If it doesn't work, just read the instructions. Just go back. What do you have to do? What do we have to do to bring people to Krishna? We learn from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Harinam Chintamani the proper procedure for giving the name. Lord Chaitanya gave instruction. If nothing works, read the instruction manual. So Lord Chaitanya's instruction manual on how to preach the holy name, he instructed that one should make the whole world Krishna conscious by giving the teachings of the name to faithful men. We say, well, they're not faithful, so what do we do? Then, by loud sankirtan, one can produce faith in the jivas. That's the process. People are not interested in Krishna consciousness. So go out, chant Hare Krishna, and that will create faith. And we say, well, the people don't like it, and they criticize. That we hear. There may be some, but at least my experience in chanting Hare Krishna in public in so many places all over the world, most people like it. And even if it's on a very superficial platform, the very fact that they like it is to their eternal benefit. And some people just walk past and they don't like it. And very few people are openly critical. But they're also taking note. We had this experience in London years ago that we used to go out from the temple on Harinam Sankirtan. There's one man selling newspapers on the corner. And he saved, it seemed like that, he saved his choicest vile language for us when we came past. And he thought it was great. He'd curse us and swear and use all the worst language. And so we were going past him and said, oh, okay, we're going to hear him again. What the hell, we don't care. And all of a sudden, oh, Hare Krishna. He also got one of our books. What happened, we had the flower power. The women devotees used to go out with the flowers and give people, pin it on the lapel and and take a donation and give a book. It's a roundabout way of distributing books. So some Mataji devotee had mercy on him and did it. And he got a book. And that was the turning point for him. So people get faith. At very least they get the faith that this is something of some significance. Otherwise, as we found in the early days in, I'm talking about London, I'm sure it's very similar in America, we were often arrested for chanting the holy names in public. And they wouldn't do that if it was something insignificant. Prabhupada noted that, right? The very fact that they're arresting us means that they're taking it serious, something serious. So by loud sankirtan, one can produce faith in the jivas. And when a jiva attains faith, he will seek out a genuine guru. So this is the process, sankirtan. And of course, distributing the books, that is Brihan Mridanga, the big mridanga. It's also sankirtan. If we see in Srila Prabhupada's books, see, I just look here. See, Krishna. You're going to if we read the books, we're definitely going to chant the name of Krishna. Krishna's there on every page. So you came. Thank you very much, all of you, for coming. You came to hear me, it seems. And here we say, here it's stated, one should see Krishna in the pages of Bhagavatam if one hears from the right person. And so what am I doing? I'm advertising, I am the right person. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, he wanted the classes to be held every day. So and you could say in that sense that anyone who gives this talk, they're accepted as the right person. But this is the formula. Yata ditam yata mati. One simply hears and then repeats according to one's realization. And if one follows that process, then becomes qualified. The mercy current, or the current of spiritual knowledge, that's the system. That's called parampara. That you hear, you follow, and you repeat. And then others, they hear, they follow, and they repeat. It's a very simple principle. Sometimes we make it very complicated, unnecessarily, but it's a very simple principle. And we may say, well, it requires someone on the very highest level, but Srila Prabhupada states here that he speaks about hearing it from a self-realized great soul and not hearing from someone whose aim of life is to earn money and engage it for sense gratification. So that is the secret of learning Bhagavatam. One should hear with rapt attention. But one cannot hear with rapt attention unless one is pure in mind. And then for pure in mind, one has to be pure in action. And to be pure in action, one has to be pure in eating, sleeping, fearing, and mating. So regulated principles are required. This is the minimum qualification for one who should speak Bhagavatam. we shouldn't have speaking in the assembly of devotees, followers of Srila Prabhupada, those who are not following the four regulated principles, those who are not regularly rising early, those who are not chanting their rounds. But if they are doing that and they've heard and they faithfully repeat, well, that is the minimum qualification. And although the speaker himself may not be on the highest level, but this much, yathadhitam yathamati, is as much as he's heard properly and speaks properly within his realization. Well, you say, well, how much is your realization? But there must be some realization there to follow. You can't say there's no realization. Otherwise, why should we follow at all? Why should we speak Bhagavatam at all? Why should we continue in this Krishna consciousness? Why should we rise early, chant, dance? Why should we go on with it? We don't have to. But there's some mercy is coming that we feel inspired to do that day after day after day. Personally, the same thing that inspired me in my youth of this lifetime to join this movement is this still inspires me. I didn't think that at some point that Mangalarti is boring or it's always inspiring because Krishna is the most relishable person. So there's no need to change anything. If we think that, well, this process won't change people, then something's changed in us because we used to have faith. There's no need to change the process or compromise this process. One thing may be different from the 1970s, not so much greatly different, but devotees now, at least I can say here, they're very serious about learning the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, whereas at least where I joined, there was so much emphasis on going out and chanting and distributing books. There was not only zero emphasis on reading books, but I was actually told when I joined that reading books is Maya. Can you believe that? Because they say that, you see, reading a book, if you read a book, it's an excuse for sleeping. Because whenever anyone opens a book, they go to sleep. So it's an excuse for sleeping. And we fell asleep when reading because we weren't sleeping enough. But fortunately, I didn't believe them. So I used to snuck away and read the books. And then we'd go out for Sankirtan and I'd vanish and sit in a park and read for 1 hour. Where were you? And make some excuse and distribute books. And so at least in our movement, that's one aberration from the 1970s, which isn't there anymore. The idea the idea is there that we should read the books and study and understand the books. That will bring purity in mind, purity in action. We cannot be pure in mind unless we accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We learn at the beginning of Bhagavatam that this Bhagavatam, we're supposed to, by studying Bhagavatam, to distinguish reality from illusion for the welfare of all. This is the Bhagavatam promises. It's like when you see a book on the back cover, they have some blurb, or on the inside cover, they have some blurb in which they're trying to encourage you or enthuse you to buy the book so that you read the book. What are you going to get in this book? So at the beginning of Bhagavatam, we stated that this is distinguishing reality from illusion for the welfare of all. That's a very big promise, and the Bhagavatam delivers it. So we should clearly know by studying Bhagavatam what is reality? Reality is Krishna and anything else, only Krishna. Krishna is this, is reality, and ekam advitiyam is one and there's no second. And the Mayavadis say the ultimate reality is one only. Yes, everything is Krishna, but that means Krishna is complete, complete understanding of Krishna and his energies and the manifestation of his energies. So this is all explained in Bhagavatam, and we should be able, by studying Bhagavatam, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the preface, that by studying the Bhagavatam, one should minimally be able to defend oneself from the onslaught of atheists. One shouldn't be bewildered. This Bhagavatam is meant for giving us the knowledge by which we are in the dense darkness of ignorance in this age of Kali, and we get light, the light of knowledge from Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should know clearly who is Krishna, what is Mayavad, what is compromise in the name of devotional service, what is pure devotional service, what is mixed devotional service. We should know what is what and what is what should be done and what should not be done, and on the basis of that understand what to do and do it, and on the basis of that understand what should not be done and not do it. It's a very simple thing. There's some complaint about this Krishna life. Some complaint is there that it's not inclusive. You don't include everyone. You're not, you're just very, just in a very narrow path, and you should be open and everyone, and Mayavadis are nice and everyone's nice, and be inclusive and just don't speak so in such a rigid way, and just say God and, you know, it's Krishna. Make it so rigid and one way. But that reminds me of when Srila Prabhupada was founding the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, and the suggestion came, make it the International Society for God Consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada, he wouldn't accept that. If you say God, they'll bring so many different ideas, but specifically Krishna. We use the word God also. It's a very broad term. But if we have to be specific, it means Krishna. And then people say, well, why have you come? Why have you come to America? There's already people know about God. And then if you take that proposition, then there was no need for him to come. But he is specific, because there's the idea of God is already there, but specifically Krishna. It's Krishna, Krishna life. With strong faith that we have to present Krishna as he is. That is the life. Vidyavadhu Jivanam. The holy name is the life of all transcendental knowledge. So these things go together. Shravanam Kirtanam, Shravan Kirtan Kamp. Kirtan is the life of all transcendental knowledge. By chanting, the knowledge is, by chanting and hearing, the knowledge is revealed within our hearts by the mercy of Krishna, by the mercy of Guru. Divya Gyan Hriday Prakashito, that what we hear becomes manifest within the heart by those who have faith in that. So yeah, we want to present Krishna as he is. It doesn't necessarily mean that we go out and just try to, we were discussing this last night, and there may be scope for presenting step by step the philosophy of the Absolute Truth, Krishna Consciousness. But we ourselves have to be very clear that We are here to serve specifically Krishna and to present Krishna consciousness as we have learned it from Srila Prabhupada, not imitating New Age mumbo jumbo, this strange idea that we can preach Krishna consciousness without mentioning Krishna and by hiding Krishna. So we want to present Krishna consciousness as it was and as it always should be, and distinguishing reality from illusion. Nonsense is not Krishna consciousness. Our aim is not inclusivism. It is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, which means Krishna. And yeah, we are inclusive. You all come and join us, and then you'll all be included. That's our inclusivism. We don't bar it to anyone. Everyone's welcome to come and join. But there are terms and conditions. We often hear that Srila Prabhupada made a house in which the whole world can live, but there are terms and conditions for living in the house. It's not that you're going to make a barbecue on the back lawn. There are rules and regulations for living in the house. Everyone's welcome to join. No one is forbidden. But one has to follow the house rules. There are house rules also. Pure inaction. Srila Prabhupada writes here about pure inaction. For that we have to be realistic. At least we should be pure in action. Pure in mind, to be completely pure in mind, that can be difficult. You can't legislate pure in mind. Thou shalt not think of anything sinful. You can say that. But sometimes devotees come to me and say, oh, your devotee, your disciple did this and this and that and that, and tell him not to. And so, but obviously what the complaint comes, the disciple should know not to do it. But it's not such a simple thing the guru says and the disciple just follows everything. If it's that easy, then you wouldn't need to have gurus. You just make a rule book and then, okay, follow this. But the mind is uncontrolled. And it is difficult to bring under control, and devotees, they slip, but there is a path of action that if we follow will keep us safe. If we're committed to follow that, that will keep us safe. And by following that, that will gradually, that will help to purify the mind. That's why we have rules. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. And we need to segregate the sexes. You say, well, that's something wrong there, right? You're still in the 1970s. That wasn't even in the 1970s in America. Maybe in the churches. At least when I was going to church as a kid, the men were on one side and the women on the other. I don't know if they still do it in the Catholic church I attended in England. So there's some idea of segregate, but then there's the free sex and the sexual revolution. Everyone should all mix up and it's all the same. But there's a reason for that, because the mind is polluted and we have to be careful. If we're not careful, then we're going to get in trouble. There are reasons for these rules. You say, oh, there's rules. There's rules. So yeah, we need the rules because we're not pure in mind. So at least pure in action. If we're pure in action, that will help to keep the mind pure. Srila Prabhupada stressed so much these four regulated principles and all the principles. Again and again, if we read Srila Prabhupada's letters, rise early, go to Mangal Arati, chant the rounds, study the books, go out on Sankirtan, only take Krishna Prasad. Again and again and again he stressed. And even he writes letters to senior devotees and you think, well, they must have got that by now. But Prabhupada would go on again and again and again and again stressing it. maybe we have the tendency to take it lightly and cheaply and think, well, Krishna consciousness is just, I feel Krishna in my heart. Yeah, okay, well, Krishna comes outside also, as the Chaitya Guru in the heart comes outside as the Mahanta Guru and tells you, don't do this, don't do that. Yes, do. Why you're so restrictive? Why so negative? Why? Because this is given by the Acharyas, given by Shastra for our benefit. And if we don't do it, we're going to get into trouble. And what happens is that if we start to compromise and we think, well, kind of Mangaladi. Yeah, I feel the same when I get up later. So it's okay. I chant my rounds. I vowed to 16 rounds, right? And 4 regular rounds. I didn't vow to go to Mangaladi every day. And then so one little thing. Okay, no, I don't go to Mangaladi anymore. Okay. Not a big thing. It's okay. I think it's okay. I think. And then something else, little else, little something else. And see, I'm not in Maya. See, some people fall down into Maya, but some people fall, boom, and some people fall, doot, 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 and you don't even notice you're going. Maya can come in like a needle also, not always like a plow. And then we don't have the taste, and we don't feel the spiritual strength, and we think, well, how can we make these people Krishna conscious? I mean, it just seems impossible to us because we're not getting the mercy, we don't have the strength, and we think, well, it's impossible. How are we going to get them? So we have to try doing something else. We have to try some other technique. And even if we bring people into Krishna consciousness, we think, well, they can't get up for Mangaladi. I don't do that. So we'll make Mangaladi 7 o'clock in the morning or something. But it's not Mangaladi anymore, is it? Because Mangaladi means early in the morning, very early in the morning. So in this way, we compromise little by little. One major compromise, which is very widespread in or among the followers of Srila Prabhupada, is small thing we may think that we should take only prasada, Krishna prasada, that which is offered to Krishna, that which is offerable to Krishna. That means that you don't go to the local Walmart or whatever and buy some bread and put some cheese on it and tomatoes and offer it to Krishna and say it's prasadam. But that has a very... It's only a piece of bread. And come on, don't be a fanatic. It's just a piece of bread, that's all. A piece of bread. But we hear from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bishayer ana kaile molin hoiman. The mind will become contaminated by eating the food of sense gratifiers. I don't feel my mind is contaminated. It's already contaminated by thinking like that because we don't have faith in the words of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's not, you go in the Hare Krishna temple restaurant and you can also order sandwiches and buns and it's too much work. Why make extra work? You can just buy it from the store. You don't even have to go to the store. You just order it online and they deliver it to you. And maybe we can have a robot offering the Mangalati also. We can just have a bunch of robots dancing in the Mangalati. Or we can hire some Mexicans. Right? Dress all the Mexicans in saris and dhotis, and then bring in all the Indians and show you see we're and then ask them to give a donation, and it's a great way to run on the temple, right? But then, what's the point? No one becomes Krishna conscious. we lose it. We lose it all. So we have to be careful. You have to be very careful. Just stick to the basics. We can't eat karma. It's a major contamination because it makes the mind dirty. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. And then so many other dirty things that we justify in our minds. And then, we can watch some movies and, sleep late and, I still chant my rounds. Well, I used to. And that's what it comes to. And in the middle of all this, we're talking about Prem and the gopis and how Krishna is snatching at Radharani's cloth as we're chomping on our kami bread sandwiches. Talk of Prem is cheap. First, surrender. That should come first. And surrender means we have to surrender to the basic orders. That should come first. If we don't even have the ABC, how are we going to have Shakespeare? It's basic thing. So work hard, clear the anarthas, then maybe we can go on further. Maybe we can. But even if you think, well, I'm experiencing gopi prem, in the meantime, all the people are going to hell, and we need to go out in public and chant the holy name and give Prabhupada's books. Work now, samadhi later. So these are some considerations, which I won't elaborate on any further because I'm going to stick to the schedule. This talk I plan to continue later in the day. And in the meantime, you can all chant Hare Krishna and be happy and take Krishna prasadam. So please, no questions on this now because this evening I should finish going through the points that I wanted to make on this. And then there should be time for some questions on that. So again, thank you very much for coming. Blessing us all. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpa tarupyascha kripa sindhubhyabhya. Patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Namo namaha. Dante nithaya charnakam padayani patya kudvaja kakashata.